Hey everyone, it's Rose, and welcome to Enchanting Magic. I'm all by myself today. This is also a pre-recorded episode just in case there's a week that something comes up and we aren't able to record ourselves. So I hope you enjoy this special episode of me and Candy around the world at Epcot.
I am sticking in our news for this week as well. Just letting everyone know that the Disney Store has some exclusive Mickey Mouse Club 70th anniversary apparel and things. It's really cool. As well as the fact that Disney has gotten the movie rights for Impossible Creatures. So that should be really fun in the next couple of years. Be on the lookout for that. There's also another Joffrey's thing coming out where in Magic Kingdom by the Cheshire Cafe, there's going to be a White Rabbit drink, which includes white chocolate sauce, raspberry cold foam, raspberry powder, and a chocolate piece. Sounds interesting. A honey lavender cold brew over in Magic Kingdom by the Golden Oak Outpost. It will have honey lavender cold brew, honey lavender cold foam, hot honeycomb toffee and a sugar piece. In Hollywood Studios, there's going to be an epic cold brew spectacular. It is vanilla cold brew with cookie butter cold foam and the promise of a great treasure. There is a cold crumb over in Epcot in the Norway Bakery area, which will be vanilla custard cold foam with coconut flavored coffee and shredded coconut. And an ube cold brew over in Animal Kingdom by Suntory Canteen with an ooh, cold with a cold brew coffee ube sweet cream. It includes a butterfly pea tea whipped topping and freeze-dried raspberries. Yummy! And for my most exciting news that I will probably reiterate next week because I'm excited about that, there is going to be 13 new sauce chicken strips coming to Walt Disney World. And because I'll probably talk about next week, I'm just going to talk about the ones I'm most excited for, which is the honey buffalo chicken strip with ranch over in Backlot Express. That's very exciting. And I am definitely going to want some. There's a waffle cone chicken strips, which is chicken strips in a waffle cone over in Beach's Pool Bar by the Grand Floridian and Restaurantsaurus over in Animal Kingdom. Well, Restaurantsaurus is still there. It's waffles and chicken and waffles. There's going to be a buffalo chicken strips over in Cosmic Rays over in Magic Kingdom. And yes, you can get ranch seasoning apparently for an added bonus. And then there is a lemon pepper parmesan strip over in Pinocchio Village House. That is so exciting. I am excited for them to come out. There's going to be 13 different ones I will talk to more, but it will start on October 8th for these to be rolling out. Now, as I'm about to go into the pre-recorded episode, I just want to let everyone know we will talk about Halloween stuff next week. And this one, I tried to do kind of an ASMR. I tried something new. Enjoy.
So what I did was I bought some candy around Epcot, and we're going to go around to the different countries, starting with Mexico, where I found Gloria's goat milk candy with pecans. And you guys get to hear my honest reactions because I have not tried any of the food or opened most of them. And that did not open. Gloria's candy is these you can find inside the Mexico Pavilion, inside of the temple. And if you read it, it says dulce de leche con nieves, which really should translate to caramel with nuts. But I guess it's made with goat milk, so. And it comes three to a package. Let's try it. Well, I can definitely taste the caramel part of it. There is a lot of nuts in it, so if you have a nut allergy, it is definitely not for you. But it's very tasty. It is definitely also more of a dulce de leche flavor. I don't really taste the goat milk slash goat cheese, but should be in there. It is the first ingredient, but if you're not a fan of goat cheese, you're not going to really taste the goat milk that much. It's just milk. that's been turned into like a caramel taste. It's actually really good. I'm enjoying it. Let's go to next would be Norway, where I found Dami. I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce it. This is a crunchy caramel candy bar. This was in the shops to the side. It was in where near where the Kid Cop is. It comes in a package of two, a long package. It's first ingredient, I have no idea because there's the English. They have a sticker on it so you can see the English. First ingredient is sugar, so it should taste pretty sweet. Doesn't want to open. All right. It looks like caramel coated chocolate. They are little rectangles. They're kind of squiggly on top. I'm not sure you could hear that. That was a crunch. This is very tasty. It is toffee more than caramel. It is hard. But yeah, I guess it's like a toffee caramel covered in chocolate. Very tasty. I do like this better than Mexico. So my current ranking is going Mexico, is going Norway, then Mexico. Get ASMR of me eating. If you don't like it, please turn this episode off. As we go to China. Not sure you can hear any of that, but it is a volcanic popping candy. And I got the lychee flavor. There is 20 packages to a container. They are tiny little containers, about the size of my thumb. And they have popping candy in it. So I'm not sure there's going to be a lot of fat sounds for you to enjoy. Not sure you can hear it. It just sounds like little pieces of candy hitting each other. And let's see. Well, it's popping candy. Oh. Whoa. It's not spicy like the volcano, but it is very poppy. It is very strong pop flavor. Not flavor, texture, sound. Oh, I can hear it in my ears. The lychee flavor doesn't come through too much. Tastes mostly sugar and then the popping sensation. And yeah, I'm opening my mouth. I don't know if you can hear it because I'm pretty sure I can only hear it in my head. Just as a thing with popping candy, but ooh, it is very strong, very good. I'm going to drown it with lemonade. Any for me to be able to try the next candy. So now my lemonade tastes sour because you should not eat sweet and then drink sweet. Ooh. All right, let's head over to Germany where I got a marzipan with dark chocolate. They also had milk chocolate available at this place. But I decided that I wanted to try the dark chocolate because I personally love dark chocolate. I think it's the best type of chocolate. By the way, my ranking currently goes Norway, China, Mexico. Let's try this marzipan, which, if you are not in, if you're allergic to nut, please do not try this one because this has almonds as the first ingredient. It is very soft. It does not have like a hard shell or anything. It just tastes like almonds and chocolate. But soft. If I was going to eat this flavor wise, I would probably pick regular almonds picked with chocolate just for the texture, the crunch. Still good. Still candy. All right. Norway, China, Mexico, Germany so far. And we're going to go ahead to Italy, where I got one of the Kono. Again, my apologies for any mispronunciation that I do during this episode. They are these little cone things. They come in a variety of flavor. I decided to get the hazelnut because I am not with my mother, and apparently I was craving nuts while I was shopping.
you like ASMR, I suggest turning some of your volume up during the unpacking of candies. So this reminds me of one of those ice cream cones, which has like the ice cream and then the chocolate covered with chocolate with little nuts on top. It looks like cereal rice balls on top. It is about the size of my index finger, so they are on the smaller side. But again, it's a little piece of candy. That's all you need usually. I wonder how much hazelnut I'm going to get. Well, the top part tastes like Nutella. I bit into the top to get all the flavor of the top pieces. Then I like took a huge, somehow the chunk of like half of the inside of the cone also came with it, which is interesting. It is very filled. The chocolate or hazelnut, I'm gonna Nutella flavor. And the cone goes pretty far down. It was pretty good. It is not as dry as I thought it would be, so I'm going to put it pretty high on my list. So my list currently goes Norway, Italy, China, Mexico, Germany. And again, not saying that any of these are bad or that people won't like them, but it's just kind of how my list is going. Now, next would be America, but there is no candy in the America section. America, you need to do better. But if you really want American candy, go to any of the gift shops in the land section or space section or in the middle, and you'll be able to find some sort of candy in most of the larger gift shops. Not like the ride specific ones, but like the regular ones. Though technically, if you went to Mission Space, you can get the ice cream sandwiches, and I think that would count as candy as well. I did not get that. But so sorry, America, you're at the bottom right now because you don't sell me candy in your gift shop because you don't have a gift shop. Why do we not have a gift shop? We have a little cart on the outside. There's no candy there. We need candy. Anyways, so I'm going to skip straight over America and head to Japan, where I got Pocky. Anyone who knows me is not surprised because I like Pocky, but I did because I'm trying things I have never tried before. I get a flavor I have not tried before. So I got the crunchy strawberry Pocky, which is a crunchy strawberry. I just read the instructions instead of just going to do it. It's a strawberry cream coated cocoa biscuit stick. Enjoy the ASMR. I'm only going to take one of these out because I have a pretty fair idea of what this tastes like. I will admit the strawberry is the artificial strawberry flavor, but I kind of like that strawberry, so. And it pairs very well with the chocolate. I've only had the regular biscuit flavor. However, I am not going to put this on the top of my list because I am still very much enjoying the Norway over that. So I'd probably put that maybe below Italy. Yeah, below Italy. So Norway, Italy, Japan, China, Mexico, Germany, America. So that is my current ranking. I'm going to keep you up on that. Again, this is just based on the candies I bought. There could be much better candies out there, but let's go over to Morocco, which has no candy again. I could have bought preserved lemons. I did not. It really did not strike me as something I would want to have. I love lemons, but I didn't think a preserved lemon would be meet my candy around the world. Now, if you're in Morocco, they do sell sweets over at the little pastry, sweet shop, cookie place. And you're welcome to get that. I just did not know when I was going to eat these, so I did not buy any at that time. So if you're doing a candy around the world, I would suggest taking a stop there. Let's go to France, where I decided to look for sweets, and there was not a whole bunch of like candy, but they did have some like bakery items, so I ended up getting the pure butter shortbreads, the pan bretons per brie. I can't pronounce things. But they are little shortbread cookies. They look delicious. I do love shortbread, so. Normie drop all the other little packages. So this one came with little in little two packages of two. Nice, cute. There's a couple of them in there, so. Right, you got some ASMR as I struggle to open that. Right. It is very crumbly. I now have cookie crumbs all over my computer. It does taste like a shortbread. Little overcooked, in my opinion. I think it will go there in my list, but buttery, tasty. Definitely something I could eat another time. Though I'd love to put like some sort of strawberry jam or something on top. Just have a little fruitiness with it. Which, yes, I'm kind of turning into an angel food cake in my brain. But anyways, so current list: Norway, Italy, Japan, China, Mexico, France, Germany, Morocco, America. Because again, America, do better. All right, we are going ahead to England. Over in England, I got the Yummy Comb. It is a honeycomb candy smothered in Belgian milk chocolate, which, yes, I know technically it's part Belgium, but it looks good. They had two different flavors. I got the regular flavor. I believe the other one was orange or something. So let's try this one. It is basically a log, like a giant Twix looking thing. Let's try it. Okay, very crunchy. Not sure you heard that crack. I thought that was my tooth for a second. But I bit into it and like snapped a piece right off into my mouth. Wasn't expecting that. The honeycomb is really good. I enjoy honeycomb flavors, so I'm not surprised that I enjoy that. The chocolate is pretty good. Would I get this again? Probably. Ooh, it's also suitable for vegetarians. Though I think I would put it between those two. All right. Current ranking, which again, subjective. Norway, Italy, Japan, England, China, Mexico, France, and then Germany. And we have one country left. We're going to Canada, where there actually was a couple different candies, and almost all of them were maple flavored. So I got something maple flavored. Big shocker, Canada. I got the maple sugars. There's five pieces in a container. And well, they're from Jackman's. I'm pretty sure I've had these before, but I think I've had every single type of food in the Canada Pavilion. Thank you, Mom, for being obsessed with maple in Canada for at times. She loves maple. So I'm excited to try their version, Jackman's version of the maple sugar candies. Which actually, technically, I don't think I've had the Canada ones before. I've had the ones from Vermont due to one of Munchkin's friends. I'm having a real hard time opening this, but it's not making a ton of noise. Wait, ooh, they come in little wrappers, just like a Reese's cup wrapper. They're shaped like maple leaves. There you go. There's your ASMR for this one. They're hard and then they start melting in your mouth. Very maple flavor, very good. A little too sweet for me. And for that reason, it's going at the end. Sorry, Mom. All right. My final ranking is the Norway Dam, which is the crunchy caramel candy bar, followed by the Italy Kona Hazelnut, the Japan Crunchy Strawberry, the English Yummy Comb Honeycomb Candy Bar, China's Volcano Popping Candy, Mexico's Goat Milk Candies that were called Gloria, the France's Pure Brie Butter Shortbreads, Germany's Marzipan in dark chocolate, then Jackman's Maple Sugar from Canada, Morocco's Little Pastries, and then America, who needs to do better. All right, that's it. Have a great day. Stay magical.